The winner of the 34th America's Cup won't be crowned until late September, but the historic race has already claimed one life. In early May, Olympic gold medalist Andrew Simpson drowned when the Swedish entry Artemis capsized. Last week, three of the competitors for the 34th America's Cup returned to practice after strict new safety measures were put in place. Team Artemis has yet to decide if they will rejoin the competition. When the 72-foot catamarans that will race this summer were first introduced, the massive boats were hailed as the high-tech saviors of the sport. Now, some worry the crafts are overpowered and dangerous to sail. Before last month's tragedy, Jason Albert had a chance to see Defender Oracle's entry up close, and he has our report.
Oracle Team USA's headquarters occupies over 10 acres of reclaimed pier. Inside is the Area 51 of the sailboat racing world. Opportunities to photograph meaningful details of the team's stealthy boats are restricted. But amid the cavernous buzz of sailmakers and boat builders, one thing is clear. These new super-fast catamarans require a new generation of sailor.
One more. Come on.
Well, these new boats have got to be not only fit, but functionally fit on these boats. It's just absolutely full on.
That's Craig McFarlane, the team's head athletic trainer. He leads a group of 15 through a series of high-tempo pull-ups and bench presses. America's Cup sailors were once heavily muscled strongmen. McFarlane says now crew members must produce serious horsepower and maintain elite endurance, combining the best attributes of a nimble linebacker with the aerobic capacity of a sub-4-minute miler. This summer's races will run about 30 minutes, with each sailor's heart rate pegged for the duration.
Term athlete is not really synonymous with sailing, but I think that's changing.
For this year's America's Cup, teams will race AC-72s, a slick 72-foot carbon fiber catamaran. Sailors travel the 46 feet from hull to hull by running across trampoline-like netting. The 13-story rigid wing is as large and powerful as a human crew can manage without the use of electrical winches. Dirk Kramers, a design specialist for Oracle, says the AC-72 pushes limits.
Well, it's especially with a new class like this, there are a lot of things we don't know about the loads and the behavior of the boat. So it's a very high-risk engineering adventure, really.
Long before Artemis Racing's lethal accident, sailors like Shannon Falcone were aware of this adventure's inherent risk. Crew members put their lives in the hands of designers, who try to balance safety with speed. And Falcone is pleased with Oracle's decision to include recessed cockpits on the boat.
We have a pretty sweet setup with our cockpits. They're pretty good safe haven if something does go wrong on the boat, you know, to tuck into and just hold on tight, because you don't want to be falling from that height if you capsize or pitch pole again. I hope it doesn't happen to anybody.
It's unclear whether Oracle's recessed cockpit design could have saved the life of Artemis Racing's Andrew Simpson, who was trapped under the boat when it broke apart. The San Francisco police and America's Cup officials are investigating the accident, but their findings have yet to be released. In early April, more than a month before the accident, Oracle's marketing specialist and seasoned chase boat driver Kate Wilson shadowed the team's AC-72. We were headed towards San Francisco Bay with its wicked winds, but under the Golden Gate Bridge, it's windless, the water glassy. Oracle's AC-72 bobbed below the bridge like an over-engineered buoy. Artemis's AC-72 arrived for a test sail. They're stalled out too. Soon, beyond the bridge, a line of dark water approached. Dark water is the most low-tech indicator of approaching wind.
And it's about to hit us in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
The wind built to a gusting 20 knots. Like a sprinter out of the blocks, Oracle's boat accelerated. The skipper and tactician stood calm in a rear cockpit. The remaining 9 sailors swiftly turned the winches. Suddenly, the entire 72-foot length of Oracle's boat hit that magic moment when the boat foils or lifts. The hulls rode 3 feet above the water's surface, balancing on rudders and 2 thin carbon fiber blades. It's simple physics. Foiling equals less drag and more speed. With 350 horsepower, Wilson gunned the motor to keep pace with Oracle's boat. She was easily outrun.
So that was a jibe. The boat changed sides again.
During the job, the entire crew emerged from their recessed cockpits, hustled around the wing, and started grinding the winches until the boat changed direction. Oracle's maneuver was successful, but Artemis Racing was having trouble foiling. And in this cup, if you are not foiling, you are left behind. Artemis's AC-72 was sluggish. Its bows dove deep and only grudgingly resurfaced. It was a familiar sight to Oracle's Kate Wilson.
The day of the capsize when I was out here, that's what we were doing. We just kept doing that, and what happened is we kept popping back up and popping back up, and then one time we didn't. So it is very scary to see.
In October of last year, Oracle's AC-72 pitched end over end. Amazingly, no sailors were seriously injured. But that was a wake-up call. Since then, sailors have carried knives to cut away impeding objects and a small canister of compressed air for a few extra emergency breaths. Oracle's skipper has a cool James Dean confidence and a name befitting high-consequence sailboat racing.
Jimmy Spithill, skipper, Oracle Team USA.
Spithill will help defend the cup Oracle won in 2010. He's daring and keen, the nautical world's version of a test pilot.
To be honest, yeah, these boats, you're redlining all the time. You know, it's kind of like a Formula One car where you're just at the limit all the time. What's hard for us is that our racetrack changes every single day.
Here on the bay, the tide's always different. There's possible fog, the velocity and shear of wind in continual flux. Compound this with the AC-72's otherworldly speed, and the fine line between control and chaos is easy to cross.
With this boat, it's so fast and things happen so quickly, it's all about anticipation. You know, you can't react, you've got to be just ahead of it. And if you get a step or two behind on these boats, or something goes wrong, it just avalanches, and you can never get ahead again. And that's something that's so new to this game.
We spoke before the death of Andrew Simpson, but Spithill said a return to racing slower monohulls would be a setback.
No way. It'd be like sort of going back, a Formula One driver going back to a Mini Cooper or something.
Organizers may rethink their vision for future America's Cup races, one in which speed and safety are on equal footing. But the rush of sailing and watching these machines may be too tempting for the America's Cup organizers to hit the brakes anytime soon. For Only a Game, I'm Jason Albert.
To view Jason Albert's nautical pictures, please visit our website, onlyagame.org.